Hello, and welcome to the Science of Ageless Living. I'm your host, Dr. Ethan Hausman Marquis, medical innovator, aesthetic pioneer, and lifelong student of the human body and its incredible potential, broadcasting from the Catalyst Clinic with locations in London, New York, and Amsterdam. This podcast is your ultimate guide to unlocking the secrets of living, not just longer, but better. In today's episode, Unlocking Longevity, exploring the science of aging and emerging therapies, we'll be diving deep into two critical biological mechanisms that underpin the aging process: cellular senescence and telomere shortening. We'll explore how these mechanisms contribute to the aging of our cells and tissues and discuss their implications for our overall health. Additionally, we'll touch on potential therapies aimed at mitigating the effects of aging, including an exciting peptide called apitalon. This innovative therapy has garnered attention for its potential to enhance telomere maintenance and promote cellular health, making it a topic of interest for anyone keen on understanding the future of aging interventions. Understanding aging is more relevant today than ever. As advancements in medical science continue to accelerate, we are beginning to unlock the secrets of healthy aging and longevity. With a growing global population of older adults, the need for effective strategies to maintain health and vitality throughout life is paramount. By understanding the biological mechanisms at play, we can better navigate the challenges of aging and harness the power of emerging therapies to promote a healthier future. So, whether you're a curious individual eager to learn more about how aging affects you, or someone interested in the latest scientific advancements, this episode has something for everyone. Let's dive in. Part 1, the biology of aging. In this segment, we're diving deep into the biology of aging, exploring what aging means biologically, and examining two key mechanisms that play significant roles in this complex process: cellular senescence and telomere shortening. To start, let's define aging biologically. Aging is a multifaceted process that involves the gradual decline of physiological functions over time. Biologically, it is characterized by the accumulation of cellular damage, changes in gene expression, alterations in metabolic processes, and a decreased ability of cells to regenerate and repair themselves. This progressive deterioration inevitably increases the risk of age-related diseases, such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and neurodegenerative disorders. Aging is not merely the passage of years. It is a complex interplay of biological, genetic, and environmental factors that affect our health and longevity. Now let's delve into the first key biological mechanism: cellular senescence. What is cellular senescence? Cellular senescence is a state in which cells permanently stop dividing and enter a state of growth arrest. This phenomenon is a natural part of the body's defense mechanism against cancer. When cells experience significant stress, such as DNA damage or telomere shortening, they can enter senescence to prevent the propagation of potentially dangerous mutations. While this process is intended to protect the organism, the accumulation of senescent cells over time can lead to detrimental effects. The role of cellular senescence in aging: as we age, our bodies naturally accumulate more senescent cells. This increase can be attributed to various factors, including oxidative stress, inflammatory signals, and the natural wear and tear of cellular processes. Importantly, senescent cells are not merely dormant. They become metabolically active and secrete a variety of inflammatory molecules, collectively known as the senescence-associated secretory phenotype, or SASP. impact on tissue function, and health. The SASP can have profound effects on surrounding tissues. While it can promote tissue repair and wound healing in the short term, over time, the chronic inflammation caused by senescent cells can lead to a breakdown of tissue architecture and function. This contributes to a range of age-related conditions, including fibrosis, atherosclerosis, and even cognitive decline. In essence, while cellular senescence serves an important protective function, its long-term consequences can significantly impair health and vitality as we age. Now, let's move on to our second key mechanism, telomere shortening. What are telomeres? Telomeres are the protective caps located at the ends of chromosomes. They play a crucial role in maintaining the stability of our genetic information during cell division. Each time a cell divides, the telomeres shorten slightly, which is a normal part of the cell cycle. They are composed of repetitive DNA sequences and associated proteins that help protect chromosomes from deterioration or fusion with neighboring chromosomes. The role of telomeres in cell division, telomeres serve as a buffer zone, ensuring that the essential coding regions of our DNA are not lost during cell division. However, as telomeres shorten with each replication, they eventually reach a critically short length. When this occurs, cells can no longer divide effectively, leading to two potential outcomes. They either enter a state of senescence or undergo apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. How telomere shortening contributes to aging. The gradual shortening of telomeres is closely linked to the aging process. As telomeres become shorter, the capacity for cells to regenerate diminishes, which can lead to tissue dysfunction and increased susceptibility to age-related diseases. Research has shown that individuals with shorter telomeres are at a higher risk for various health issues, including cardiovascular disease and certain types of cancer. Moreover, the relationship between telomere length and aging is an area of active research. Scientists are investigating potential interventions aimed at preserving telomere length, such as lifestyle modifications, dietary changes, and even pharmaceuticals as a means to promote healthy aging and longevity. In summary, understanding the biological mechanisms of aging, particularly cellular senescence and telomere shortening, is crucial for unraveling the complexities of this process. As we continue to explore these mechanisms, we gain valuable insights that could lead to innovative therapeutic strategies aimed at enhancing our health span and potentially extending our lifespan. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of the biology of aging, and stay tuned as we further delve into how these mechanisms can inform our approach to healthy aging in future episodes. Part 2, peptide therapy using Apithalon. In this segment, we're going to explore a fascinating compound that has garnered attention in the field of anti-aging research, Apithalon. Over the next 5 minutes, we'll discuss what Apithalon is, how it works, its potential effects on aging, and practical considerations for its use. So, what is Apithalon? Apithalon, also known as Apitalon, is a synthetic peptide that was originally derived from a natural substance found in the pineal gland of cows, known as epithalamin. This peptide is composed of a short chain of 4 amino acids and has been identified as a potential telomerase activator, a compound that may help combat the effects of aging by influencing telomere length. The origins of Apithalon trace back to research conducted in Russia, where scientists began to investigate its effects on aging and longevity. The peptide is believed to work by stimulating the production of telomerase, an enzyme that plays a crucial role in maintaining the length of telomeres, the protective caps at the ends of our chromosomes. Now let's delve into how Apithalon influences telomere length and cellular senescence. As we discussed in our previous segment, telomeres shorten with each cell division, leading to cellular aging and senescence. By activating telomerase, Apithalon may help to elongate telomeres, potentially allowing cells to divide more times before reaching senescence. Recent studies have shown promising results regarding Apithalon's effects on aging. Research indicates that Apithalon not only promotes telomere elongation, but also enhances the overall function of cells. For instance, it has been observed to improve the proliferation of skin fibroblasts, which are essential for maintaining skin elasticity and health. Additionally, some studies suggest that Apithalon may have antioxidant properties, helping to reduce oxidative stress, another contributor to aging. While the research is still ongoing, the findings thus far indicate that Apithalon could play a significant role in mitigating some of the biological processes associated with aging. Now, let's talk about the practical applications of Apithalon. Currently, Apithalon is available in various forms, including injectable peptides and oral supplements. It is often marketed for its potential anti-aging benefits, including improved skin health, enhanced energy levels, and overall vitality. However, it's essential to approach the use of Apithalon with caution. While many users report positive effects, the long-term safety and efficacy of this peptide are still under investigation. Potential side effects may include mild reactions at the injection site, headaches, or gastrointestinal discomfort. As with any supplement or therapeutic intervention, it's crucial to consult with a healthcare professional before starting Apithalon, especially for individuals with underlying health conditions or those taking other medications. In summary, Apithalon presents an intriguing avenue for research in the field of aging. Its ability to influence telomere length and cellular function could offer new insights into how we might extend health span and improve quality of life as we age. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Apithalon. Stay tuned for more discussions on the science of aging and the potential interventions that could help us navigate this complex journey. Part 3, Other Therapeutic Interventions. In this segment, we'll explore other therapeutic interventions that are gaining attention in the field of aging research. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll discuss senolytics, caloric restriction mimetics, and stem cell therapy, as well as how these therapies compare to Apithalon regarding efficacy and research support. Let's dive into our first topic, senolytics. Senolytics are a class of drugs designed to selectively eliminate senescent cells from the body. As we've discussed in previous episodes, senescent cells accumulate with age and contribute to inflammation and tissue dysfunction. The purpose of senolytics is to target these cells, effectively reducing their negative impact on surrounding tissues. Recent studies have shown that removing senescent cells can lead to improved tissue function and even enhance the overall health span of organisms. For instance, in animal models, the administration of senolytic drugs has been linked to improvements in physical performance, cognitive function, and even the reversal of certain age-related diseases. While research in humans is still in its early stages, the potential of senolytics to rejuvenate tissues by clearing out these problematic cells is a promising area of study. Next, let's talk about caloric restriction mimetics. Caloric restriction has long been known as one of the most effective interventions for extending lifespan in various species. However, the idea of significantly reducing calorie intake is not appealing or practical for everyone. This is where caloric restriction mimetics come into play. These compounds aim to mimic the biological effects of caloric restriction without the need for actual dietary changes. Substances like resveratrol, metformin, and certain polyphenols have been shown to activate similar pathways that are triggered by caloric restriction, such as the activation of sirtuins and AMPK, which are enzymes involved in cellular energy regulation and stress response. research suggests that caloric restriction mimetics may promote longevity by enhancing metabolic health, reducing inflammation, and improving cellular repair mechanisms. This makes them an exciting area of exploration for those interested in extending health span without the challenges associated with caloric restriction. Now let's briefly touch on stem cell therapy. Stem cells possess the unique ability to differentiate into various cell types and have the potential to regenerate damaged tissues. In the context of aging, stem cell therapy aims to harness this regenerative power to restore function to aging tissues or organs. For example, researchers are investigating the use of stem cells to treat age-related conditions like osteoarthritis, heart disease, and neurodegenerative disorders. While the field of stem cell therapy is still developing, early clinical trials have shown promise in improving outcomes for certain conditions, making it an exciting frontier in the fight against aging. With these therapies in mind, how do they compare to Apithalon in terms of efficacy and research backing? Each of these interventions has its strengths and limitations when it comes to addressing the aging process. Starting with senolytics, these have shown a compelling ability to improve health outcomes by removing dysfunctional cells. The research backing senolytics is growing rapidly, with multiple studies demonstrating their effectiveness in preclinical models and early human trials. However, their long-term safety and efficacy remain to be fully established. On the other hand, caloric restriction mimetics are grounded in decades of research in various organisms, showing significant promise for longevity. They have the advantage of being easier to integrate into daily life compared to caloric restriction itself. Still, more clinical trials are needed to confirm their effects in humans. Stem cell therapy is an area of great hope with its potential for tissue regeneration. However, it is also the most complex and variable of the three. The effectiveness of stem cell treatments can vary widely depending on the source of the stem cells, the method of administration, and the condition being treated. While the results are promising, the research is still in its infancy, and there are many regulatory and ethical considerations that need to be addressed. When we compare these therapies to Apithalon, we see that while Apithalon offers a targeted approach to telomere maintenance and cellular function, the other interventions may address broader aspects of aging. Apithalon's mechanism of action focuses specifically on telomere lengthening, which is crucial, but it may not cover the wide spectrum of issues that arise from senescent cells or metabolic dysfunction addressed by senolytics and caloric restriction mimetics. In conclusion, the landscape of therapeutic interventions for aging is rapidly evolving, with promising options like senolytics, caloric restriction mimetics, and stem cell therapy alongside Apithalon. Each of these therapies offers unique mechanisms of action and potential benefits, but they also come with their own sets of challenges and research gaps. Thank you for joining me as we explored these exciting avenues in the quest for longevity and health span. Stay tuned for more discussions on the science of aging and the interventions that could help us navigate this fascinating journey. Part 4, Future Perspectives in Aging Research. In this segment, we'll be looking ahead to the future perspectives in aging research. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll discuss current trends in research, explore ethical considerations surrounding anti-aging therapies, and speculate on potential breakthroughs that may shape the landscape of aging science in the coming years. Let's start with current trends in aging research. In recent years, there has been a surge of interest in understanding the biological mechanisms of aging, spurred by the increasing global population of older adults and the associated healthcare challenges. Ongoing studies are focusing on several key areas, including genetics and epigenetics in MAR. Researchers are delving into the genetic factors that contribute to aging and longevity. Studies are exploring how gene expression changes over time and how epigenetic modifications can influence the aging process. For instance, researchers are examining how certain genes that promote longevity in some organisms, such as the C. elegans worm and certain species of mice, might be harnessed for therapeutic purposes in humans. Cellular senescence. As we've discussed in previous episodes, senescent cells play a significant role in aging. Current studies are investigating the effectiveness of senolytic drugs that target and eliminate these cells. Clinical trials are underway to assess their impact on age-related diseases and overall health span. Microbiome research. The gut microbiome's influence on aging is an emerging field of study. Researchers are exploring how the composition of gut bacteria changes with age and how these changes can affect metabolism, immunity, and even neurodegenerative processes. This area holds promise for developing interventions that promote a healthy microbiome to mitigate aging effects. Regenerative medicine, advances in stem cell therapy and tissue engineering are paving the way for innovative treatments that may reverse age-related tissue damage. Studies are ongoing to assess the effectiveness of stem cell therapies for conditions like heart disease, neurodegeneration, and chronic wounds. These trends highlight a multifaceted approach to aging research, where scientists are leveraging interdisciplinary strategies to uncover the complex biological processes that underlie aging. Now let's discuss the ethical considerations surrounding anti-aging therapies. As exciting as the advancements in aging research are, they also raise important ethical questions. The implications of anti-aging therapies could significantly impact society and healthcare systems. Access and inequality. One major concern is who will have access to these therapies. If anti-aging treatments are costly, there's a risk that only a privileged few will benefit. This could exacerbate existing health disparities, leading to a society where wealthier individuals can afford to extend their lives and health, while others may not have the same opportunities. Aging and population dynamics. As anti-aging therapies become more effective, we must consider how they will affect population dynamics. If people live significantly longer, how will this impact resources, healthcare systems, and social structures? There is a potential for increased strain on retirement systems and healthcare resources if a larger portion of the population is living longer lives. Quality of life. Furthermore, it's crucial to consider the quality of life in conjunction with lifespan. Simply extending life does not guarantee that those extra years will be healthy or fulfilling. There's a need for research that emphasizes improving health span, the period of life spent in good health, alongside lifespan. These ethical considerations must be addressed as we advance in aging research, ensuring that the benefits of these therapies are equitably distributed and that they contribute positively to society. Finally, let's speculate on potential breakthroughs that may emerge from aging research in the future. Personalized anti-aging therapies. As our understanding of genetics and epigenetics improves, we may see the rise of personalized anti-aging therapies tailored to an individual's genetic makeup. This could lead to more effective treatments that address specific vulnerabilities related to aging. Integration of technology. The integration of technology into healthcare, such as artificial intelligence and machine learning, could revolutionize how we approach aging research. These technologies can analyze vast amounts of data to identify patterns and predict outcomes, helping to accelerate discoveries in aging and longevity. Regenerative treatments. Breakthroughs in regenerative medicine may allow us to replace or rejuvenate aged tissues and organs, significantly improving quality of life. Imagine a future where organ regeneration is commonplace, potentially eliminating the need for transplant lists and improving outcomes for chronic conditions. preventative strategies. We may also see a shift toward preventative strategies that focus on delaying the onset of aging-related diseases rather than treating them after they occur. This could include lifestyle interventions, early screenings, and the use of biomarkers to identify individuals at risk of age-related conditions. Holistic approaches. Finally, the future of aging research may embrace a more holistic approach, integrating physical, mental, and social well-being. Research could explore how factors like social connections, mental health, and lifestyle choices contribute to healthy aging, leading to comprehensive strategies that promote longevity in a more balanced way. In conclusion, the future of aging research is promising, with exciting trends, ethical considerations, and potential breakthroughs on the horizon. As we continue to explore the mysteries of aging, it is crucial to remain mindful of the broader implications of our findings and strive for solutions that benefit all of society. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to recap the key points we've covered. We began our discussion by highlighting the biological mechanisms of aging, focusing on two critical processes, cellular senescence and telomere shortening. We learned that cellular senescence is when cells lose their ability to divide, leading to inflammation and impairing tissue function. This accumulation of senescent cells contributes significantly to age-related health issues. We also explored the role of telomeres, the protective caps at the ends of our chromosomes. As we age, these telomeres gradually shorten with each cell division, which can lead to cellular aging and an increased risk of diseases. Understanding these mechanisms is essential for developing effective strategies to promote healthy aging. Transitioning to the therapeutic options, we discussed Epithalon, a peptide that may help maintain telomere length alongside other promising interventions like senolytics, which target and eliminate senescent cells, and caloric restriction mimetics, which aim to mimic the benefits of caloric restriction. We also touched on the potential of stem cell therapy in regenerative medicine, showcasing the diversity of approaches being investigated in the field of aging research. And before we sign off, I'm excited to give you a little teaser for our next episode. We'll be exploring the intriguing relationship between nutrition and aging. We'll discuss how certain diets and nutritional strategies can influence not just lifespan, but also health span, allowing us to enjoy more years of good health. You won't want to miss these insights. Thank you for joining me today on Delving into Aging. Stay curious, stay informed, and I look forward to sharing more with you in our next episode.